sports fans and collectors nationwide and abroad, it's time to get hype.
Come on.
About the hobby we are all a part of. Live from the Mojo Break Studios, it's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So, get hype. Be hype. This is The Hype.
What is going down, everyone? We're back for Mojo Break The Hype, episode number 108. Back up in the house for show.
Buck 08.
Check us out at mojobreak.com for your breaks. You can listen to the podcast audio version on any of your podcast platforms. You can follow us at Twitter at mojobreak_com. Same thing for Instagram, mojobreak_com. Thank you guys for joining us. We've got another action-packed show. We're going to talk a little Juan Soto. We're going to talk a little bad eBay listings. We're going to go over some hobby etiquette and language of the hobby, which is going to be a really fun little segment. I'm excited for that. And we're going to end it off talking about a little upcoming products, including Immaculate Collegiate, where
Zion!
We see some Zions popping out. So supposedly he's out there. So what's going down, Dan? How's it to be the 3-1 Rams? How are the 3-1 Rams doing?
It's a tough game to watch on Sunday, right? And I'm glad I didn't have to watch it.
It was a fun game.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was great. There was a lot of scoring.
It was blacked out on the Sunday ticket, so I was fortunate enough to not have to sit through and watch it, even though I was driving from the fine town of Chico, which I think I'm one and done with that
town.
It's like, dude, it took me 60 miles to find a gas station. It was ridiculous. It's getting scared.
Boondocks.
It's like Hills Have Eyes action.
I might get stabbed out there. You know.
I don't know about that. It just was,
The chickens.
Chico. The chickens. The ducks.
C-Rab, man. 2-2. Raiders, man. Look it up. You guys got a chance.
Beat the Colts. What's up with that?
I know, man.
The mighty Colts. I think the Colts are in first place.
Don't cut us out, baby.
Just to point out, we got another week of, well, the Niners didn't lose. The Raiders won and the Rams lost. It's just a great week around here. I'm excited. I'm just trying to buy my pass to the Super Bowl next this season coming up for the Niners. Quest for six.
Nope. Niner fans are doing the mid-season, we're in this thing parade.
Yeah.
We're gonna shut down the city.
Well, we act like we've been there before because we've won 5 Super Bowls, so we're ready. We're ready for the 6th one. But anyways, enough about the gloating going on. If you've been tuning into our feed, I've been gloating all week. If you're listening for the first time, I'm a Niner fan, Dan's a Rams fan, and C-Rad's a Raiders fan. And so we like to go back and forth, have a little fun with it. So, but Juan Soto last night, guys. That was exciting first playoff game, Brewers and the Nationals. Juan Soto came in down by 2, hit a 3-run double with a little bit of an error. Crowd went wild. Soto's cards went up like crazy, and I just have to sit back and laugh at Bryce Harper. All that stuff he did in the offseason trying to get the most money, and now he's sitting at home while he's watching his former teammates move on to the next round. So, I mean, what does that do to, you know, before we talk about Soto's card values, what is Bryce Harper's future and his card values? Batted 260 this year, had over 100 RBIs, but 260 this year, down year for Harper. They spent a lot of money on him to not make the playoffs. What do you think?
I still believe in Harper. He had a tough year, but I know we can go back to the archives. I think I've actually stated that Harper is the face of baseball.
Yeah, I think you have.
I think I have, and I'm going to double down on that. I'm going to say the Phillies didn't have a bad year. They almost made the playoffs. They got to get some talent around him.
Harper is like eighth in line for face of baseball now. He's declining.
I think he hit like 250 or 260. He had a tough year. He needs to get used to playing in Philadelphia.
He had the most home runs there out of any team he played against when he was on the Nationals.
And I'll say that I think he's pretty used it's to not like there. He's going anywhere.
Well,
he's going to be staying there for a little while. So
I smell a little Albert Pujols contract going on for the Phillies.
No. He was so much younger.
Yes, sir.
He's so much younger when he got paid.
Albert Pujols is like the guy from Benchwarmers. Me,
you
16.
Know what? If you're going to compare Pujols to Harper, I would take
I'm giving him a lot of credit.
That means Harper's going to have 3,000 hits.
I'm giving Harper a lot of credit
on that. So you're calling Harper 3,000 hits and 500 home runs and going into Hall of Fame.
I did not say that.
I think you just got done comparing Bryce Harper to Albert Pujols.
No, I was strictly comparing a waste of money contract, like what the Angels did when they gave Pujols all that money. So the Phillies gave Bryce Harper all that money, and look what happened. Couldn't buy a championship. So everybody's sitting back laughing at Harper that hates him, you know, and Harper's, you know, like, what the hell? He didn't even make the playoffs.
Strickland's laughing.
Soto's out there. He's the god now in Washington. I mean, look at this. I mean, if you're watching the video version on YouTube, look what this fan did. He had a Harper jersey. He did a really nice job putting Soto on the back and crossing out the jersey.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Got to wear the jersey out there. Just cross it out. It's all about Soto and Robles now moving on and that great pitching staff they got. You know, props for Strasburg. Strasburg fell into hobby oblivion, and he's still, you know, doing his work out there.
Hobby Bolivian?
He's a hobby from Bolivia. But everybody was on that Strasburg hype in 2010, and we haven't really mentioned Steven Strasburg's name in forever. And potential Cy Young candidate. Did the job last night.
That rotation's stacked, though.
It is, man.
I mean, 1, 2, and 3, you have Scherzer, you have Strasburg, and is it Corbin? Who's the third guy?
Patrick Corbin. Yeah, and he's a potential Cy Young candidate, too. Had a hell of a year. I mean, they were saying that they may not have gotten Corbin if they would have signed Harper. So, you know, that was obviously a good decision. You got Robles out there making plays. I mean, that outfield with Soto and Robles. I mean, Soto's cards, you can see here, a listing with 4 days left for a base auto of Juan Soto out of 2016 Bowman Chrome is up to $495. Overnight, I mean, they were already kind of high, but overnight they've already kind of doubled.
I want to say we had one or two of those floating around at some point.
We may have. I'm not, you know, it almost doesn't look like him in the photo because he's like, you know, 100 pounds heavier in muscle now. Looks like a 12-year-old in the photo.
He does not get cheated at the plate, though. That dude comes out of his shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then Josh Hader, I text you guys last night. I mean, obviously, I know Josh Hader's an all-star, but, man, that guy's pitches, man. He's a nasty AB. He's throwing pitches up. Got a little wild last night. Craig Hansel probably should have pulled him, but left him in there. And with two outs, Soto did his magic, and a little bit of a defensive error helped them get that fourth run. And then they closed out the game. That was it. Nationals move on. I like the momentum as a Giants fan. You know, that wild card, that one game wild card series. I know people rip on it, but that is the ultimate thrill. That is the closest thing in baseball that we have to a football playoff game. Yeah. I know you don't like it, but it's all hands on deck. You know when you're watching that somebody's going to get eliminated and somebody's going to move on.
You play a buck 62. You play 162 games, and it comes down to one game is a little ridiculous. It should. Everybody loves playoffs. Everybody loves playoffs in any sport. Would it kill the league to have a three-game series?
Yeah.
It would kill the league.
I was thinking about it last night, and I know we've had conversations, and I've been a proponent of the three-game series in the past.
Then, you know what? Then go down to 80 games. Cut the season in half. Let's just get to the playoffs earlier.
You sound like you're a Brewer fan at the moment.
No. You want to talk about that. The Nationals – no disrespect, they earned that game. They did beat the team missing the best player in baseball. Who knows how it turns out if Yelich is in the lineup?
The best player in baseball is Mike Trout, and he didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, so Yelich, one player doesn't matter.
The best NL player.
Okay. Well, I see your point there, but as Warrior fans, we can say the same thing about the finals. But
and a lot of them did.
A lot of them did. I didn't. I took the high road. I took the high road, but
well, you know,
baseball's been losing ratings to football and basketball. That one game playoff is exciting, man. It's all or nothing. You could tune in for one game. You don't have to dedicate 3 days of your life and watching a series.
I get that, but why play 162 games?
But before, they wouldn't let that extra team in, so that extra team now gets a chance to get in there.
Three game series ain't gonna kill anybody. It's gonna generate more money. Okay, how about if you did this? You just said, we're going to play 159 games. But there's going to be a three-game, best of three, wild card.
No. Before we started this show, you were talking about the Hey Panini song by Lil Nas X, how it's 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
No, actually, it's the other song. It's his bigger song.
The Old Town Road?
Yeah, the Billy Ray Cyrus.
Two minutes and 40 seconds. America doesn't have the patience
for a three-game series, but they have patience for a buck 62?
No, they don't. That's why baseball's ratings are down. The one-game series is the perfect opener to go into the next series. Which isn't even a word, but I just made it up. Series. You get everybody hyped up on one-game elimination.
We're gonna bring back
the casual fans.
Strong disagree on this
all
one.
All right.
Then don't play 162 games to lead up to one game.
Football, you play 16 games. So should you have a two-game series for
football? No, you play 16.
Games wouldn't work out, but three-game series.
No, two-game series.
Yeah, two games. Well, I mean,
each team wins one. You just go home. Everybody loses.
No, they combine teams.
They do a fantasy draft with the two teams.
The best players. But we'll move. But one thing I wanted to point out: if you are chasing Juan Soto, he was in 2016 Bowman Chrome. Is his first Bowman. Those boxes are super expensive. As you can see, you can get a hobby box with two autos for $600.
Oh, that's Vlad as well, right?
And Vlad's in there as well. So. It's a little bit of a high price box. You can find some out there. It's a huge gamble, but you do have a chance of getting Soto or Vlad. And it's also a supply and demand issue. There's not a lot of supply out there anymore, and obviously huge demand with those two players. But that was a $100 box when it came out or less. Compared to this year's Bowman Chrome, is going for about $170. So you can see how not only hot players, but supply and demand will drive up these boxes. And, that's murderous. You're going to get two. You don't hit the Soto or the Vlad, you're going to get two $20 autos probably, more than likely, unless you hit the super of somebody. So, but there are some people that buy those boxes and get down on it and, go for it.
Well, we're on the baseball train here. Who do you think is going to win the World Series? Who's your pick, Doug?
I'm going with the Nationals.
Going with the Nationals. Wow. Mm-hmm. You win one game in a one-game playoff.
Hey, I know how it is to win wild card games and win the World Series.
Oh, man. Okay.
Got the momentum, dude. That is an ultimate interjection.
Can't wait for tonight's game, baby.
I'm going to go with the safe pick. I'm going to go with the safe pick, and I think the Astros are going to win.
Oakland's going to win.
Is that your pick, C-Rad?
Yes.
Oakland's just going.
Surprise, surprise.
They're just running through. And then rookie of the year.
Another one.
That'll be Pete Alonso and Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah,
I think so. That's what do you guys think? Rookie of the year for baseball? I don't think it's even close.
I think if you're a rookie and you hit over 50 home runs, you are a shoo-in for the rookie of the year.
Yep.
And Yordan, I think Chavis beginning of the season.
Yeah.
First couple months. But
and McNeil was actually decent too. I mean, not a lot of power, but
yeah, I gotta go Yordan and Pete Alonso.
And I'll be supporting the A's too. I'd like to see the A's win it.
I'm supporting the A's. I think it's gonna be an Astros Dodgers World Series. I know that's basically taking the two best records. Two National League teams.
I can't look at the Astros. I still cannot. Look at them as an American League team. I just can't. Just my whole childhood, them being a National League team, on the schedule for the Giants, couple different, series with the Astros, and now they're in America. Same thing with the Brewers. I just can't do it. I can't. That muscle memory in my brain has stuck for them being those teams. I mean, then you got to switch it up on us. So, also, I wanted to add on the last week's Bowman Chrome segment, and there was a guy I left off, and it's Orelvis Martinez. So he's another top name in Bowman. I was reading this kid's 17. He's number 10 in the Blue Jays organization, and his cards are just kind of skyrocketing. $206 on a Bowman Chrome refractor, so initial week pricing. And they gave him a $3.5 million signing bonus. It was the second largest signing bonus behind Vlad Guerrero Jr. So the Blue Jays believe in this kid. Good investment here, I think. He plays, I think, all infield positions as well, so... Might be another notch in the Blue Jays' cap with all their talent that's coming out. At some point, the Blue Jays are probably going to be the Astros because the Astros took a while to get all that talent on their team.
The Blue Jays are going to be fun to watch offensively.
Yes.
All these guys, they're going to have a ton of power in the middle of their lineup. A lot of young guys going to be under team control for a while. I haven't seen a lot of pitchers come up in their organization. It looks like they're... He's going to try to win with, scoring 15 runs a game, which would be good for baseball.
Yeah, a lot of home runs.
People love that.
Exit velo, baby. That's what we're going to see.
This was the year of home runs and strikeouts. I think There was tons of home runs and tons of strikeouts.
Yeah, the game's definitely changing. So, but you know, this is a guy that I left off the list, so I wanted to make sure we talked about Aurelvis Martinez because he, the hobby has latched onto Aurelvis. So if you pull an Aurelvis in a break or out of your boxes, you know, pay attention to those prices. I think an orange sold for $1,800, which is a lot for, you know, a guy that's barely played any games. I think I have a little article on him in the next slide. The Blue Jays are just talking big things about him. 10 for 32, two doubles and a home run in his first eight games at 17. So, I mean, this kid's still growing. They compared him to Adrian Beltre with a little bit more power. So definitely a guy to watch out for, get on your radar. That's the fun thing about Bowman. These guys come out, we don't know anything about them. We have no idea who they are. The break's sometimes boring because nobody knows who these guys are. There's like five guys we know, and this is another guy to add to the mix to keep an eye on. Could be the next Soto coming out of Bowman Chrome 3 years later, so we'll see. I wanted to tell you guys about our Full Box Friday, guys. Next Friday, October 11th, some of you old Mojo heads remember the Full Box Friday. We're bringing it back. What it is, it's a no skunk break. Every spot will get a box or a case, and the possibilities are endless. So for $2.99 is the buy-in. The top boxes are a Totally Tom Brady box, which is a $2,500 box that is guaranteed a Tom Brady auto, either a helmet, a jersey, or a signed football. We got some 2017 contenders in there as well. Yeah. It's a $1,000 box now. 2017 Patty Mahomes cards are stupid. $5,000 for a base auto for Patty Mahomes now. There's going to be a immaculate collegiate box in there, Zion Mania. A full case of National Treasures baseball. 2019 flawless collegiate box. So $2.99, you might score a flawless box. There's an 17-18 cup, three-box case, NHL, the cup. So that's going to be fun. And, like, the worst you could do is two boxes of Stars and Stripes, which would still get you 10 hits. But the beauty of that is, you know, you may get a lower-end box. Say you get a Bowman Chrome box for $2.99, which obviously is, you know, overpaying for it. You never know. You get a Super Fractor. So it's like the double blind. You know, you don't know what box you're going to get, and then you don't know what's going to come out of your box. We are offering to ship it sealed as well, and we are offering the first 35 that purchase will be entered in to win a free spot. So that's a free $300 spot we're going to give away as well, so only for early birds. And we're also going to be giving away a Zion rookie to 25 that was only given away at the Panini Super VIP party, so somebody's going to win that as well. So that's going to be a fun event that is happening next Friday, October 11th. Get your spot, Full Box Friday. It's a super unique type of break. We're going to open these live on camera unless you want it ship sealed, which we can do as well. But all three of us are going to be participating. I remember the last time we had it, we ordered some pizza. We had a lot of fun with everybody.
I beat both of you guys in Madden.
Yeah, we played some Madden while it was filling up.
We did. We did.
I didn't beat you guys.
We did play Madden.
We did. That was fun. So check it out next Friday, October 11th, Full Box Friday. Got a chance at $2,500 to $3,000 products for $2.99. And you don't go home empty-handed, which is awesome as well. So check it out. Also, I wanted to tell you guys about our we brought back our shirts. Totally doing promos today. These were only given out at the National in Cleveland. We printed 100 more, and they're available for purchase on the site. They're super popular. We've been getting a lot of people asking about them. It's the super soft material that Panini uses for their shirts. They're very comfortable. We have
tri-blend.
We have medium up to tutus in this. So you can go on the site and check it out and grab yourself a shirt. There's only 100 made, and once they're gone, they're gone. So, but also, coming up after the show, Archive Signatures, no skunk break. Brand new retired player, Archive Signatures, Chance at Jeter, Reggie Jackson. You were looking at the checklist, what, Trevor Hoffman's in there. A lot of decent names there.
Actually,
Hank Aaron.
There's actually a lot of decent names. And if we can get like one or two of those a case, this product's going to do really well.
Yeah. So $49.99, guaranteed hit, 20 box case. We're going to see 20 hits, and then we're going to random those hits and disperse them amongst the entries. So we'll go ahead and link that up in the chat for you guys to get in on that break.
I'm down to do a C-Rad 6.5 shirt run.
Let's do that. Well, I wanted to do a 101, a 101, one.
I want to do I had an idea for a shirt. It's a 101 all over print, you know, like the
Mojo Break logo.
Like, yeah.
Dude, I was just thinking about that yesterday. If we could do a 101 print all over the Mojo Break logo.
Oh, that'd be dope too. That'd be dope.
Oh, you mean just 101 all the way front to back?
Yeah, you know how like kids used to wear like the all over prints, like diamonds and dollars, like mm-hmm. all over their shirt. We could do that with like just the 101 scrolling across the whole way.
Okay. I like that one too.
101 to infinity.
Yeah, all over the shirt. So bringing back a segment, having fun on eBay. Having fun on eBay. We're going to go over some, you know, some entertaining listings and some funny 101s. So this first one I came across today, I was like searching 101s, and I was like, all right, Le'Veon Bell jersey and Spectre card numbered to 5,000, but it's a 101 combo. One of one combo. It's the only one like it on eBay, I guess.
I love it. I love it.
One of one combo. You can only find it with it's that
not,
eBay seller.
It's not a Spectra card numbered to 1,000.
It's not a 101.
It's numbered to 99.
Yeah, it is numbered to 99, but might as well be numbered to 1,000. It's Le'Veon Bell.
I like the 101 combo. I could jump on board with that listing.
The ingenuity. I love it.
There's none like it. But it just sucks when you're searching 101s and you come across stuff like this and you're like, hey, what the hell? And then there's the, you know, former Raider kicker Sebastian Janikowski, 5 of 5, and they labeled it 1 of 1 on the eBay listing.
It is an eBay 101, though.
No, it's not. Last one stamp does not count. It does not count as a 1 of 1. It's a 5 of 5.
That's borderline.
That is borderline. I squeezed it in there.
That's borderline.
I got to say, I was searching eBay. Everybody's been pretty damn good. It was hard for me to find messed up 1 of 1 listings. It really was. So everybody's doing a good job on eBay. I got to say that. I wanted to go over some of the words and compare them to real life. So I was thinking, you know, we use nasty. So you can see this card here and the audio, the podcast version. I'm going to describe it. It's a 2019 National Treasures Bryce Harper game used 2-color relic, 2 of 12 Phillies nasty. So guy put nasty right in the eBay title. I was thinking, what other industry would this, you know, ever work in? Would nasty ever work in? So then I searched nasty as well, and I went to the next listing. And they actually have the Billy Ripken F face, and they put nasty word.
Nasty word.
So now you have two different meanings, because the nasty for the Bryce Harper means good, but the nasty word on Billy Ripken means bad, right? So where are we going here with this? You know, is nasty a word that we should be using for this hobby to describe things? So then I was thinking, like, and then I found this one, which is a 1989 Griffey. And they put case is nasty on it. So now we got three different words, because there's tape on the slab. So is he meaning that the case is just nasty, like it's dirty, like maybe you don't want this? So now I'm all types of confused. Is nasty a good word or a bad word for the hobby? And then I was thinking, if I bought a Tesla and I told my friends I bought a nasty Tesla, that you guys would probably be like, well, did somebody throw up in it? Did somebody shit in your Tesla?
Whoa.
Because the nasty word in that regard would not really get your friends all lit on that. They wouldn't. It wouldn't.
Wow. You use lit.
So you can go to the next slide.
This is fun.
I would
go like nasty as in a good thing.
I get to the next one, actually. So, you know, like for a Tesla, if I was telling you guys I got a nasty Tesla.
Nasty.
You guys wouldn't think that would be good, right?
I would.
Would you?
I'd say that's nasty.
What if I went to a steakhouse and I was like, man, I had a nasty steak last night? You'd be like, dude, what was wrong with you? Sick?
Yeah, I don't think I can get on board with that. I think that's when it comes to food, you can't use the word nasty.
Right, right, right.
And
okay.
and it have like a good meaning behind it. So
what about if I said, man, that's a nasty shirt, C-Rad? Would you be like, what's wrong with this shirt? Does it stink? Or
nah, sick shirt.
Sick shirt, yes. But I'm just saying.
Nasty and sick are kind of the same word.
But if you go back to that Bryce Harper.
Because also, if like, yeah, I mean, they have the same meaning.
Nasty and sick?
Yeah.
Nasty. But, you know, Phillies, you know, nasty. Like if you're trying to buy a card for a Bryce Harper collector and you don't know anything about the cards, you may skip that listing. Because you're like, what does he mean by, is the card messed up? I mean, I don't want to buy a nasty card for my friend. Right? So it seems like you're kind of lowering your reach if you put these words in eBay listings. Am I right?
No, you're right. There's no reason to put it in the listing.
So, I mean, you're seeing that. You see sick hit, too. So, you know.
I think me personally, for this hobby, sports cards, because there's so many, I mean, there's breakers literally with called nasty breaks. I think it's okay to put it in your listing. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily.
But with that. Would that affect you as a consumer buying a card? Or you're like, oh man, this guy put nasty in the title. This card must be nasty sick.
I guess I would be indifferent, but yeah, I'm not searching.
But
nasty.
It's not gonna make the card value or auction go up.
No, because
you put nasty in the title. It could only work.
Oh, you know what?
It could only work against you, right?
I feel like if I was looking for a specific card, and it had a cool patch or something or dirt patch, and then like they put nasty on the listing, I'd be like, oh yeah, that is a nasty patch. I gotta buy that.
But how do we qualify what's nasty?
But what if you're like, what if I look at that and I'm all, that's not quite up to my standard of nasty? I think
that's what I'm saying. What qualifies a card to be nasty? Can we make a whole nasty level? Like, that's nasty level one. If it's like nasty level
the
10,
nasty the grading scale?
Hey, if it's a nasty 6.5, yes, I'm with it.
It's a nasty 6.5 right there.
Yeah, so I mean, it's funny. I mean, we've evolved into using these catchphrases, and our whole business is built on a catchphrase, so I can't really rip on it. But yeah. I wanted to go over some of the language of this hobby for some of you guys that are maybe new and then you don't understand, and we'll have some discussion. So hobby language, words that are tossed around that you may not know. And if you have one that we don't mention, bring it up in the chat and maybe we can shed some light. First, I wanted to start off with PC, which does not mean personal computer. So you're like, why is this guy saying that? PC's David Ortiz. Is he like, does he have a computer that's David Ortiz on it? No, it means personal collecting. Now that's basic. That's ABC 1, 2, 3 for the hobby. But
personal collection.
Personal collection. Yes, that's why. I'm sorry, I didn't put the ION on there. But yeah, personal collection or on PCing. People put on PCing. David Ortiz or Barry Bonds on PCing. So I'm personally collecting.
I'm PCing Mike Trout.
Right.
And Aaron Judge and Kyler Murray. Like, you know, we always see that. We're like, you always see these people like post like the hot guy. Like, I'm PCing Zion Williamson.
Right.
Now.
Right. Yeah. PCing Zion and
Daniel
Jones.
Getting back to like the titles, I'm surprised you couldn't find one that said like RJ Barrett with Zion Williamson inside the title. I think we're going to see that
a
lot.
I didn't look at that.
That's the thing that like drives me crazy when you like use a completely different player in your title to
that has nothing to do with the
that game. Has nothing to do with the player that you're actually selling.
Yeah.
That's the thing that drives me nuts.
Yeah. Definitely.
And we're and with Zion Mania, we are going to see that probably more often than not.
Luka Doncic, Zion.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then the next word that gets thrown around a lot is RPA, which means rookie patch auto. Now, there's different variations of the RPA. True RPA, people call it. You say, what's a true RPA?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know what a true RPA is. They ask that question all the time, actually.
So the NT's true RPAs are the verticals, numbered to 99, so for basketball. Same thing with now, they change them every year. There could be horizontal ones that are true RPAs. But there's always a true RPA, usually in every main set. So National Treasures has true RPAs. The Impeccables have their true RPAs. Immaculate has a true RPAs.
I think they must have the rookie card logo on it. Some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they don't have the rookie logo.
I think to be a true RPA, it needs to have the rookie card logo.
The best example, when people ask, the best example is Spectre Football, because there's always, you could always get like Daniel Jones rookie patch auto in like three different sets, like the Aspiring.
Right.
And then there's a Radiant RPA, but then there's the true RPA where it's just the rookie logo and it has just a patch and an auto.
And it usually doesn't say anything for subset wise.
So if it's not a true RPA, it'll have like a subset.
It's not a true RPA. Do you call it an RAP rookie auto patch?
I remember people used to do that all the time though.
People used to call it RAP, right?
Somebody used to call it a RAP.
Yeah, I'll say it in a feed. I'll call it a rookie auto patch.
Now there's also some verbiage now that we're on this RPA title. There's like, you'll get a redemption from Panini and it'll say RPS. You're like, what does that mean? That means rookie photo shoots.
Rookie premiere.
Rookie signature. Photo shoots. Or rookie I guess it could be rookie premiere signature as
You're
well.
Right.
But I think it's rookie photo shoots.
Rookie photo shoot, yeah.
So the contenders, well, most of the rookie photos are all rookie premiere photos anyway. So I don't know why they use that verbiage, but they've been doing that for years. RPS,
we get that question
rookie
a lot,
photo shoot.
For contenders football.
Yeah.
That question comes out a lot.
What does RPS mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and then getting to like the real like basics as well. We take it for granted. Everybody knows what on-card autos mean. That's actually on-card, hard signed, not a sticker auto. The opposite would be a sticker auto. I know we talk about a lot in the feed. it sounds very obvious, but there's people who may be like, well, what does on card mean? What do you mean, like, all the autos are not on card? Because a lot of the stickers do blend into the background.
Right. They do. They do. And then we've got, we just kind of talked about this, but sick. Sick is, do you think sick is more popular when describing a hit than nasty?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sick is probably the, sick and boom in the breaking industry are probably the two most used words, right?
Yep.
Now, would sick be above boom? Well, I guess it depends on how many booms you pulled, right?
Well, it depends on each. Or now we're specifically talking about breakers, so it's kind of their handle, their call sign. So whatever they use more frequently. I actually don't use sick usually.
Now
use boom. I use a little bam once in a while.
A little bam. But it's funny. I remember using sick as a kid, saying sick, or you know, actually, it seemed like it originated, you know. And you're talking about these double entendre words, you know. I think bad was the original. Like,
yeah.
That's bad, or that's badass, right?
I think
it kind of morphed into sick.
I'll still say that.
And then you get in this industry, and it seems like everything's the like negative words that are positive words, which is kind of an interesting scenario that
we've
got.
See, I use rad, and I use dope, which rad
but is... But rad is a positive.
Rad's a positive. I think it's very California.
Dope could be negative.
But dope is more of a, but it also means the same thing. It means cool.
Dope could be looked at as a drug word though, too.
But dope is also something that was very popular in like the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. With your JNCO jeans.
Which I don't think dope is used in the younger demographic.
And rad was used in the 80s, so.
Rad was used in the 80s, rad's also very, very California.
It explains the get off my lawn, you know, very old soul we've got in Dan over here. He uses old timey language.
Yeah, you're,
writes with a quill.
I'm actually younger than you.
No. Not soul-wise. But yes, for the record, yes. And then I put a little sick emoji on there because... You know, that's the definition of
now,
sick, right?
Now, I will tell you right now, that should be a drop.
That one? Sick.
That. That should be a drop when you pull a sick card.
Could do it. Could do it. I mean, it even got to the point where there was a breaker called No Fire Room. So he took the whole, you know, nasty, filthy, sick, bad. And it's like, he's going to run with his name that way.
Filthy gets a little, that filthy gets a little close to moist.
For you?
Yeah.
But it's just kind of, you know, for my analytical mind, I'm like, why are all these words in the hobby and other aspects of life negative?
Because I can't find a positive when you call something filthy.
That's filthy.
And I definitely don't find a positive in calling anything moist.
And yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know where you guys stand. That's just where I'm at.
The only thing I use that word to describe is cupcakes or cake.
Cake. Even that.
Yeah.
Just, could you just say like fluffy or fluffy. Good?
Fluffy?
Fluffy.
Well, then I think of Gabriel Glass. No. But cake, if it's fluffy, could be dry.
Delicious.
You know what I mean? You got to have that little, you know, never mind.
Yeah, but.
Now I'm getting weirded out now talking about this stuff. Then we got a word that I can't stand. Single color relics have been described as napkins. So if you pull a relic card and it's just got one color on it, somebody's like, that's a napkin.
Yeah, I'm not okay.
Which is downplaying it, right? But I do want to see somebody wipe their face with a card at one point. That'd be kind of cool. You're eating a little, you know, cheeseburger and you're like, let me get my Rowdy Tellas and, you know, let me wipe my face.
Get my Zion napkin.
Yeah, it would have to be like a jumbo relic, single color jumbo relic out of like National Treasures to really even clean your face off. Like some of the relics, they're
so small.
They're tiny. You're put a couple of them together.
And then we've got Gem. Which replies to a couple different things. If you break flawless gems. It's actual diamond in the card. Or you can use gem as grading. People look for the gem mint 10s or the 9.5 gems. So that's kind of common knowledge, I guess, but I figured we'd go over that. And then lastly, if you guys have anything else to contribute, we got parallel. So parallel is something other than a base card that's either numbered or has a different foil design to it. Am I describing that right?
Sure.
So a parallel. I pulled a parallel. So you have your base set, and then you have parallels of the base set, which could be numbered, could be photo variations, but you got parallel. So
on that same tip, you can also talk about refractors.
Right, refractors. And that's exclusive to Topps. I don't know if they have that trademarked, but because Panini's parallels are called prism parallels.
Because technically you can call a refractor a parallel.
And leave it on the screen until I do the introduction on the next one. Okay. You can call a lot of things parallels.
But you can't call a parallel a refractor? Because that's...
I think in the true meaning of it is refractor parallel, right? That is a blue refractor parallel. That is a gold refractor parallel.
See, I think of refractors and I think of numbered parallels out of either Bowman or a Topps product.
Right, right. It's I guess it's your preference. Some people call it refractors. Some people call it parallels. So for the next segment, I very rarely get inspired, but I was on Instagram the other night, and something came across my feed. I had to take a double take, and I could not believe what I saw. That you know, from the movie Downsize, there was a guy that does breaks. I don't know how he opens up the cards, but this is how he displays his cards on Instagram, and I thought it was phenomenal. I really did. I was super inspired. You can go to the next frame now, and I was just amazed that there's a guy this size that is actually opening up boxes of cards.
Well, either he's small or the cards are huge.
Or maybe
I don't know where he's getting those cards from, because I've been looking for life size cards for a long time.
I'm telling you.
I would be a pain in the ass to ship, but. And plus you got to find magnetics that are that big. Like, I mean, who has a 6'2" magnetic?
I know. I mean, but that Debo is sweet, man. I mean, it's like a light. I mean, he signed it. I mean, it's like I could hang out with him in my house at that size. I mean, those boxes got to be pretty dang big, or he's just super small. So, I mean, shout out to Sunny Breaks. I mean, cardsawaybreaks.com, little plug. I was inspired. I couldn't believe it. And on the real, though, like, that's a good marketing technique, because it got me to stop and look. So I was like, dang. So what I did, you know, and we talk about the movie Downsize, what first thing I thought of, Matt Damon downsizing himself, you know, trying to save some money. You know, that's immediately what I thought of when I saw that Instagram post. So what I did is I went back, I contacted Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and I actually shrunk myself. And there was a card I pulled last week. It was a 9-way auto. All St. Louis Cardinals. And I did it, man. I took the picture. I had to lay down because the card's so long. I was super happy about it. And that's my photo, man. I mean, it was a weird scenario of getting shrunk to fit on the screen with the cards. So I'm inspired. I think I'm going to do all of our hits that way from now on. I think we're going to have one for C-Rad, one for Dan. And it's amazing. It's amazing marketing technique, and I'm going to steal it. So,
thank you, Cards Away.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. Shout out. Free pub. I'm not even charging. Free pub. But anyways, yeah, it was one of those things I had to stop and look, and I was, you know, looking for stories to talk about today, and I was like, man, I got to talk about this. This is awesome. This is an awesome photo. So
I would be like, does get a little bit too card close to my card right there.
Yeah, I'm pointing if you can't tell on the photo. And I don't know what happened to my shoes there. They look like they're square, but, you know, other than that, you know, great.
It's probably your phone.
Yeah, the phone's awesome.
So that three camera situation, the two other ones got in the way.
So if you guys listen to the podcast, you got to watch the video version. You can scroll to how many minutes in are we? We're like 45 minutes in.
Holding the card above your head.
Yeah. So, all right, we got a few more things to talk about. We got Archives Retired Player Edition coming up next. So get in on it. Zion's first RPA was posted on eBay out of Immaculate Collegiate.
Number to 99.
And they're number to 99. So, you know, I was thinking at first that, man, they're going to be numbered to 25 or 10. So it's good to see that he will not be as short printed as we thought. And I'm hearing rumors that an Immaculate Collegiate, which was a Panini online only release, which, hey, Panini, why you got to be a meanie? You know, 3 out of 99. So there's 99 of them. Plus there's all those dual autos. I think this is going to be good. I'm hearing rumors that there's 3 to 4 RPAs a box. C-Rat, how excited are you for this release?
Super excited, especially with no regular Immaculate, dude. Bring it.
What do you think it's going to get? What do you think if 99-cent auction, 5 days? What do you think that Z-Dub.
Z-Dub, based on
content. Man, that is uncharted territory that we're going into here. Because we've had Immaculate Collegiate and we've had Immaculate Multisport, but we've never had a really Immaculate Standalone in a couple years for collegiate, for basketball. So I have no idea. I mean, what are you thinking? What's your guys' initial guess on a number to 99 RPA?
Now, I mean, keep in mind, this is still a college product. And keep in mind that there's going to be a lot of Zion autos throughout the year. This is not going to be the one that you're going to look back at and go, top 10 rookie card to collect.
Right.
But it is on card. If you're a Duke fan, if you're a college fan, it probably has that cool element to it as well. I think it's a $2,000 card.
That's a lot. That's a big amount. I think it actually, it could be more than that. Who knows? I mean, the initial auction will really tell us, and we'll see if that thing actually gets paid. I mean, we all remember what happened with the Contenders insert auto, right? That went to, what was that, 50,000? Or actually went over 100,000, didn't it?
No, it stopped at 99.
Max thinks 8K.
Oh, see, I thought I was high with two, but I
was going to say 35 at most.
Jeez.
Well, here's the thing.
I try to really downplay it, saying that like there's going to be. So what's the Flawless going to go for? The Flawless Collegiate.
What do you think the Flawless Collegiate will be more sought after than the Immaculate? I know the brand is more expensive, but I always take I personally, from an RPA standpoint, I prefer Immaculate.
I think if it's college and we're going college to college, comparing college to college, I think you got to go Flawless over.
Well, I think the Flawless Diamonds will do
better.
They're not.
Well. I mean, they're going to be shorter numbered, like limited print. They're not going to be numbered to 99.
Well, here's the thing. So if somebody's quick at math, you know, because I'm not, went to public school, but if somebody's quick at math, somebody posted on the Blowout forums the odds on the back of the box because they got it in hand. It was a person that busted this. Mm-hmm. You could take the odds and figure out how many. Well, I don't know. Maybe we don't have a checklist, but I was just saying we could probably break it down on average how many RPAs of Zion, how many boxes it'll take to get a Zion RPA.
Probably.
So, I mean, if somebody's handy at that, we can probably figure out the math there.
People on the forums are saying it's 10 to 15 boxes. You'll hit one.
Okay. All right. So that's actually one every three cases in a sense, right? Because they used to make 5-box cases, 6-box cases. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we do have a break. We have two breaks on Friday. We're waiting for the rest of our Immaculate that we bought off eBay. But we've got two mixers on Friday with Immaculate Collegiate that you guys can get into. It's a box of Immaculate Collegiate, a box of Contenders Draft, two boxes of Absolute 18-19, and two boxes of the Optic Choice, which is pretty dope. So $64.99 a spot, random team style. So, you know, rather than paying all that money to get chase that Zion, you can chase it in a break. So
I think the at least with the Warriors, I think their first preseason game is on Saturday.
Yes.
So Zion, I'm assuming, probably this weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
First preseason game, is he going to play?
Yeah, he'll play a little bit.
He'll play a little bit?
Well, what about the knees? I haven't read anything on Zion news.
I haven't heard anything about his knee injury.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, maybe they have a minute limit on him, but, I mean, he does need to catch up to the pro style of offense. I mean, regardless if this guy's got or not, he still needs to have some reps out there. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how our boy Lonzo Ball does out there with him. Ingram, I mean, dude, they've got a lot of first rounders on that team. Don't sleep on the Pelicans. I know people are still, even with Zion, they're like, oh, I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs. You got Brandon Ingram, you got Lonzo Ball. I mean, it's a pretty good little team they got out there. I'm not saying they're gonna win a championship, but I could see them being the sixth the AC, which I've said in an earlier show. So wow.
I think they have an outside chance to make the eighth spot.
I think the Kings have a better chance of making the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah. I think Kings are a better team.
I don't know about that. We'll see. It's going to be a fun NBA season.
The X factor is Zion.
What's that?
The X factor, if they make the playoffs or not, is Zion.
Yeah. I still don't know if Zion and Lonzo play 20 games together.
What, do you think because of injuries?
Yeah. Has Lonzo?
You can say that about everybody. You can throw. Well,
no,
I don't
I
know
could
if
say
the Rams can ever play
I
again.
I could say that specifically about Lonzo.
You can say Todd Gurley. I don't know if he's ever going to run again because he's always hurt.
He'll run. I don't know if he's going to average 4 to 5 yards a carry anymore, but still running. Hey, man, 5 carries, 16 yards, 2 touches, though, 2 TDs. not bad.
Two TDs. Well, when you score 40,
hey, do you guys play each other this season?
The what's that?
Rams and Niners.
Yeah, twice.
Every,
when's the first? Wasn't the first game?
The first game is when I'm on a freaking plane to Hawaii.
December 13th, I think. I'll be at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum, rooting on the Ramley.
It's October 13th.
The second game is December 22nd.
October 13th. Yeah. October
13th and then December 22nd.
I land 10:50 Hawaii time, and so the first quarter will probably be done. So hopefully, I don't know, man. I don't think they get Wi-Fi on the plane, so I don't know if I'll be able to watch football.
I don't think
you'll
be able to. I don't think you're gonna see it because you're gonna get off the plane. I don't think the first thing you're gonna do is probably watch football.
That game I will. I'm gonna stop the whole fam.
10:50. You land 10:50.
Yeah, it's 3 hours behind, so it'd be 1:50 here.
Mm. Oh, that's right. I'm like, dude, you have like 2 hours to figure out when to watch a game.
No, yeah, 10:50 Hawaii time, 3 hours behind.
So yeah, you'll land when the game starts.
No, it'll start at, well, if it's 1:25.
Then he has to get to the hotel. They got to get settled in.
You got
two little kids.
No, they're going to sit around at the bar and wait for me.
You basically get an Uber, you rent a car, and you go straight to a sports bar.
Yeah, pretty much.
You find like a Buffalo Wild Wings, and you're like, we're having lunch for 3 hours.
Pretty much. Well, actually, I got you. As long as the YouTube TV works on my phone, I can just travel and watch it. Just train my kids to carry my bags, hopefully.
I'll stream it for you while I'm at the game.
Nice. FaceTime me. Oh, wait, you don't have an Apple phone. I don't know if you can do that.
I would never FaceTime anybody.
Well, we've got a little bit more time. I don't have any more slides, but if you could go on to the release calendar on Blowout Cards, shout out to blowoutcards.com for having the release calendar up. Sure. We'll talk about some upcoming releases, guys. So today we have Contenders Draft, and I'd advise you guys to get a spot in Contenders Draft that came out today. They allocated everybody. I don't think they made that many cases. You've got a lot of top prospects like Bobby Witt in there. $29.99 a spot, random, 6 boxes, 36 autos in the break. Stuff looks pretty good. Contenders, you know, it's licensed because it's collegiate. And then next week we've got an interesting conundrum. Clear-cut hockey and clearly authentic baseball. Two of the same type of products. It's going to be... And we're going to drink Pepsi Clear next Wednesday as well. So we've got Clearly Authentic and we've got Clear Cut Hockey. So they're basically Upper Deck copied Clearly Authentic. And then somehow they're releasing on the same day. So it's all about see-through cards next week. So, you know, kind of cool. So you've got the Chase for baseball.
Product, bro.
Yep. And you got Impeccable on Friday. I'm glad I get to make that before I head out to Hawaii. But it's Impeccable. We also scored some first off the line boxes, so you'll see those coming to breaks as well. But Impeccable Football, 3-box case.
Oh, I can't wait.
And look at that base.
I cannot wait.
You know what? I think I just realized what happened with the clear cut and the clear.
Came from the same printer?
Yeah, the same manufacturer. They're probably waiting because both those products were pushed back multiple times. Clearly Authentic. Clearly Authentic was to come out 3 months ago.
But it has to be signed still, so it had to leave the printer.
I think it probably had something to do with a delay in printing up and getting the materials.
Okay, that's a good thought.
Because they're probably using the same printing facility. So, yeah, I think I just solved that one, if anybody cared.
Ooh, it's mystery. Yep. And, oh, darn, on a plane to Hawaii. I know, right? I know, poor me. we're staying at the Aulani. We got a super good deal, so we're going to go see Mickey in Hawaii. So that'd be fun. The base card from Impeccable look amazing. And if you're not familiar with Impeccable, you're new to the hobby. It's
the best product of all time.
C-Rad's favorite. He has an Impeccable tattoo on his back because he loves it. All sports. He wants him to make tennis impeccable. He wants him to make baseball impeccable.
I'm the hockey guy, so make some hockey impeccable.
Hockey impeccable. Exactly. They have the gem cards that are awesome. The silver pieces that are embedded in the cards. They're just phenomenal looking. They also have the golds.
I'm ready.
And Impeccable has done a really good job of holding its value for the RPA.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just search Patrick Mahomes. I'm telling people at home to search Patrick Mahomes Impeccable, and you can see that price on that number to 75 RPA. So the number to 75 RPAs are the Chase for the Rookies, rookie patch auto like we talked about earlier. Hard sign, number to 75, and it's a glove and it's usually a jersey and a helmet or a glove and a helmet, and it's always got like some kind of helmet piece in there, so it's unique. And it's usually littered with vets and legends, too, which is cool. So, awesome product. Tell us, everybody, how much you love it.
Dude. I love it. I think I'm about to do all 50 cases next Friday.
if we have 50 cases.
Oh, for real? Yeah, we got cut on it. I don't think we have 10 cases, let alone 50. And speaking of getting cut, you were just talking about Contenders Draft Baseball. We only have, as of right now, like 3 cases.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we tried to order 20. We got 3.
We did.
What happened with that product?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think they make a lot of it.
We're getting weird and wacky. And another thing that went down today, besides the impeccable first stop the line, which sold out quick at a $500 price tag, Panini released Score Hockey. Two guys in the set. That sold out in 9 minutes. It was $15 a pack.
Oh, it did sell out
in 9 minutes.
I saw my email. I was like, I'm the hockey guy.
And let me guess. You probably looked at it. You're all okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what most people did. I don't know who was buying it.
Okay, Panini.
Maybe they only made how many packs you got?
I got 20 packs.
That's it. That's the whole run.
I got 20 packs. So I don't know. I don't even know what to think. That one kid, the second overall pick.
Capo Caco.
If he blows up, who knows if they're gonna release any more autos.
That's what I'm saying. If they come out with more sets.
But you don't know that.
We don't know.
All we know right now is that there's a Score auto.
I don't think they could have signed him to it. I mean, even if it was cheap, I don't think they're only gonna put this product out of him. That's it. But we'll see. It's the first one though. Phoenix football we're looking at. That's always a fun product. I did want to point out we do have Prism draft picks basketball on the site, random team style, half case. And there's going to be 30 autos in the break. So Prism draft picks. This is going to be an interesting one because it's the first time they've done.
First time ever
that they've done draft picks collegiate basketball. And they're going to have the silver parallels. They're going to have the colored parallels. And we know in hobby that those kill. So it'll be interesting to see if a Zion auto compared to a Zion silver, what's the difference? And what's the difference between a gold and, a Zion auto? So it's going to be interesting to see if the hobby takes it as well as it does regular Prism. I mean, I don't think it will. Ooh, they got the color blast, too. Ooh, those are sick. It'll be interesting to see what happens with these parallels because it's going to be a lot more on the market with this release compared to Contenders because Contenders – didn't have that many parallels in it. It was hard to hit a Zion parallel. I think they had a number to 15s and whatever. But this is going to be littered with parallels. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if every box has a couple Zion cards in it. We'll see. We'll see how it breaks down. But boxes are already crazy on that. But you can get your break spot already at mojobreak.com. We have an early bird bonus on those breaks too. So check it out and chase some more Zion. And I think that's pretty much it. We'll set up for the archives, guys. Let's.
Then we got Immaculate Basketball, right?
We got Immaculate Basketball, which I think I will miss out on release day as long as it doesn't get pushed back again because I will not be here. So I will be
Immaculate.
I will be living vicariously.
Okay, let me ask you before we sign off real quick. Sure. What do you think was the reason for this third push back?
I don't think they can get Luka to sign.
His mom's been absent.
It might not only be Luka. I think if there's only Luka redemptions, they can get away with it, but it might be Luka might be a redemption. They may be waiting on autos from like Trey Young. There might be multiple big rookies, and they can't release the product if all the main rookies are redemptions.
Because at first I thought the two pushbacks obviously was for the waiting for KG, right? I was like, okay, now it's finally going to come out because they finally announced the KG autos.
I don't think it's. I think.
And then it got pushed back 3 more weeks. I was like, what the hell?
I think the KG was already done. I think they're waiting on some rookies to get the cards back.
They're just too busy doing direct to consumer.
I mean, Luka, I can see being a redemption, but you can't have too many of those guys, like the main rookies, being redemptions.
Yeah, just keep in mind. I know we're already like what almost 3 releases in with Zion, but hey, we still got 18, 19 guys. We still have it coming out.
There's two more.
And if anything, this is a good chance to get like iMac chasing Logomans and Acetate RPAs for cheaper because people are all in the Zion mania.
That's a very good point. I mean, you got some rookies that are gonna play well this year because it's their second year. There's always sophomore breakouts. And you might even have some data on it.
Yeah, you guys are going to benefit from random team prices because these box prices aren't like jacked up all the way high because Zion Mania.
Well, yeah, we had to pay up on it too. So, you know, not as much as the Prism went up, but yeah. But it's still going to be fun. It'll be Logoman chases, RPA chases, one of my favorite procs because of the amount of variation, different subsets. There's a million different subsets, which is great. You know, you got brand logos, you got RPAs, you got logo bands, you got acetates, you got, you know, so many different things.
You got a bunch of shoe cards.
Shoe cards, yep. Shoe came up.
Shoe came up. And then Flawless.
Yep.
And then.
When's Flawless on the calendar?
And then we're.
November 8th.
Then we're done. Jeez. We're done for 18-19.
No, they're going to release Eminence.
They're not. They don't. They ain't got the stones to release Eminence. And if they do release Eminence, I could see it being Panini Direct.
They probably, yeah. No, yeah.
That'd be.
Like one pack
that
version.
That would be. That'd
be bold. What's our hoops prices up to now, Box? What is
$130.
Jesus. Donruss is up to $200 a box.
So, stupid.
It's crazy. All right, guys. That is it for episode 108. Check us out, mojobreak.com. We're doing breaks every day, pretty much. We've got something for everybody. We do random
$200?
Teams. I know. Crazy. $200. We've $200. We've got
good Lord.
We do
what the hell? what are we selling out here?
Good Lord.
Donruss?
Crack cocaine.
Do they
Yeah, $200 Donruss.
Crazy. Oh my god.
Not even a collector set, it's just a regular. But anyways, yeah, we got breaks every day. We got team style, we got random style, we got random numbers. We do tiered sometimes. We do something for everybody. There's all four sports on our site. So check it out. Everything's scheduled. Everything's guaranteed to break. And yeah, there's peruse through the site. We're already scheduled up until Friday. So we got that Immaculate on Friday. We've got all the new releases today. So check it out, guys. And we'll see you on episode number 109. Peace out.